שלום לכולם, ערב שבת קודש, פרשת וירא. Already last week we read that when Abraham and Sarah came to Eretz Israel, in that time their name was Avram and Sarai, when they came to Eretz Israel, and they didn't have kids for 10 years, so then Sarah came to Abraham and told him, maybe you're going to take Hagar, my servant, and maybe you will have kids from her. And the Torah says, "Vayishma Avram lekol Sarai." Avram listen to Sarai, and really he had Ishmael from Hagar. In our parasha, thank God, we're gonna read Bezrat Hashem that finally Avram and Sarah they have Yitzchak, but the problem was that when Yitzchak grew up, Sarah paid attention that Ishmael didn't behave nicely to Yitzchak, and therefore Sarah told Avram, take Hagar and her son Ishmael and send them away from our house. Avram didn't like the idea, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, the Torah said HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram, ויאמר אלוקים אל אברהם, etc. כל אשר תאמר עליך שרה, שמע בקולה. Everything that Sarah is going to tell you, you have to listen to her. So I want to pay attention from these two conversations that we just mentioned about very important skill about listening, הקשבה. כן? Last week, when we read when Sarah came to Abraham and told him, I don't have kids, take Hagar, although Abraham listened to the word that Sarah told him, but he didn't really listen to what she really meant to say. She told him, take Hagar. And what Abraham, what the Torah says, Vayishma Avraham lekol Sarai. Abraham listened to the words. He listened to the word, and the words were take Hagar. So he took Hagar. But I think that you know what really Sarah wanted? When Sarah told Avram to take Hagar, you know what she really wanted to hear from Avram? Chas v'shalom! I will not take Hagar. I want to get married only to you. We're going to dive into Hashem more and more. And finally Hashem will give us kids. This is what she really wanted to hear from Avram. But unfortunately, Avram only listened to the word and don't listen what is behind the word. So in our parashat Shavua, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham to listen to Sarah, that she told him to send away Hagar and Ishmael, what the Torah says? The Torah says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham, "Kol asher tomar elecha Sarah shma bekula." You call everything. Don't listen only to the word. Listen what also behind the word. What is sitting in her heart? Okay? What she feels in her heart. This is what you have to listen. And I think this is very powerful message to our life. Many times when our wife, our husband, our kid, our parent, our neighbor, whatever, our friend, tell us something. So it's very hard to tell other people what you feel. So many people, when they tell us something, they don't really tell everything. They tell only a little bit from what they really feel. And we have to be smart enough to try to listen not only to the words, but also to listen what is behind the words, what that person really feel deep in his heart, her heart. And this is a real listening. This is a real hakshava. But I want to add one more point. When we try to listen what is really behind the word, we have to be careful not to decide what that really person means. Because how can we know? We can assume, we can ask. So what do we have to do is when someone tells us something and we feel that there is behind the word more something that he want to say, she want to say, we have to very gently to ask this person, I feel that there is something deeper, maybe you want to share with me what you really feel deeper in your heart, maybe we can say, maybe you want me to tell you what I think is, and to say very carefully what we believe. And this is the right thing to have, to listen to someone. And I think that when we have this kind of relationship, of conversation between couple, between parent and kid, that really upgrade the relationship to a very high level of that we can be open with each other and really to feel closer and closer. Shabbat Shalom to everyone.